The U.S.-led coalition here in Afghanistan formally ended its combat mission in late December, but the New York Times has revealed that the U.S. is escalating a secret war in the country. According to the report, the U.S. has increased secret nighttime raids since October. It cited unnamed American and Afghan officials as saying that U.S. forces are playing direct combat roles in many of the raids and are not acting as advisors.
The U.S. government has announced to American people that they are no more militarily involved in Afghanistan. Therefore, they are now secretly conducting military raids along with Afghan forces to ensure their strategic interests in the region.
Covert raids are said to have increased after American and Afghan forces found a laptop computer during an operation on militants last year. The computer allegedly contained details about the hideouts of terrorists, both in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But it's not the only reason. President Ghani has lifted most of the restrictions on raids by foreign troops imposed by former President Hamid Karzai.
President Ghani favors the long-term presence of American forces. Therefore, he's not going to criticize these operations of foreign troops. President Ghani, unlike his predecessor, believes that if all U.S. forces leave, this country would be soon a safe haven for terrorists.
Washington has recently signed a bilateral security agreement with Kabul. It allows over 10,000 American forces to stay here, but it does not allow them to conduct military raids on their own. U.S. secret raids are believed to be a breach of the Bilateral Security Agreement, or BSA. America's combat role has officially ended, but it is still militarily active here in Afghanistan. And there are now mixed reactions. Some are happy to see U.S. warplanes pounding the hideouts of alleged militants, but some others fear more civilian deaths in the strikes. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.